OC, what are you doing to prepare for the protest this morning?
Well, I got up, I had something to eat, took a little shower, and got dressed. I've been looking through my emails, making sure everything is sound, talking to people, and making sure everyone's prepared and ready and knows when to meet up, what exactly to do. And I've been making sure that all my signs and stuff are ready, anything anyone's written is prepared. So just been double-checking everything, making sure everything is going smoothly.
It sounds like you're pretty organized. Have you done something like this before?
I haven't done anything like this before specifically. This is the first time I've done it. But I've been recently taking more steps towards working in leadership positions and organizing myself. So I feel like it's starting to come easier to me.
What compelled you to organize this protest in Livingston Manor later this morning?
Well, it wasn't originally me that started this idea for the protest. My friend Sienna Dutcher put a bunch of us in a group chat and said that she wanted to do this protest. And when this opportunity came, I decided, well, I feel like this is my time that I should really do something to help this cause, because I've just been sitting back feeling angry about what's been going on, but I haven't been doing anything. So I realized that at that point I should really take a step forward.
And what's the response been like?
A lot of people, most people I know, have been taking it really positively. Everyone's been really happy and proud that just a bunch of kids from Manor have been started this protest and have been able to organize so much and get so much done in just a week.
So it all came up this week. What have you been doing to get ready?
A lot of what I've been doing is emailing and talking to people, setting things up, and looking at Manor from a map and just like figuring out where exactly we should go, what kind of property we should use, and I've just been trying to get permissions and just been getting in contact with a bunch of different people to make sure that what we're doing is okay and legal and that we can actually do it and perform this without too much issue.
So you've been in touch with the village or the town for permission?
One of the main people I've been in touch with is Meg McNeil. She runs Upstream Winery here, and she is pretty sure she's the president of the Chamber of Commerce for our town. So I've been in contact with her, and she's been helping me with getting permissions for things.
So you're doing it all the right way. If folks want to join you today, where do they go? What will they do? What's the process today?
So today, we're meeting up around 11 at the Livingston Manor Free Public Library. And from there, we're going to march down the street. And once we reach the end of the street, we're going to take a left and march up the hill towards the Casco Brewery. And across from the Casco Brewery is a lot, which is where we'll have a vigil set up in order to do the activities that we have planned for there. We're going to have some people say words. We plan on having like people kneel or stand if they don't want to kneel for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the amount of time that George Floyd was under the knee of the officer. And basically, that's what we mainly have planned. We're also going to try and like play it by ear and look at the turnout, see exactly what we can do, think of some chants. But that's the main like big things that we plan on doing today.
Osi, why do you think it's important that this take place in Livingston Manor?
I think it's important because Manor is such a rural area, and we're not like so close to all the stuff that is happening. And living here, I definitely don't feel like I had necessarily the same experiences that other Black people have had living in like city areas or other areas with more police officers around. And I think it's really important that the people of Manor see that this is an issue, those that might not be as exposed I feel like it's important they are also able to, like, see exactly what's going on in America and understand the problems that we're being plagued with at the moment.
What's your reaction been to all of the protests you've seen across the country this past few days, this last few weeks?
I'm really proud of people for taking steps forward and making their own changes, because it's definitely a dangerous thing with all of the police brutality and the way it's been racking up and just getting, I think, more commonplace now. So I'm really proud that people have been stepping up and putting their lives on the line to protest the injustices that are happening.
I know that the protest hasn't happened just yet, but do you think you might organize something again like this, or still continue to take part in supporting racial equality and social justice?
Definitely. This is not the end. It's closer to the beginning. I'm definitely going to make sure that I'm an active part. I play an active role in supporting the fight for equality and against injustice.
Remind folks one more time where they can meet up today at 11.
The Livingston Manor Free Public Library is where we are all meeting up.
And then a peaceful protest through the manor. Well, OC Helper, you are a cool young guy, and we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this morning in the middle of all these preparations. I should probably let you go.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate you having me here on the show.
All right. Take care.
You too.